DJW Mobile.
DJW, KF4, VWA.
You on your way to the house to pick them up, or you on your way to the field to fly them?
I'm about 3 minutes from the house, and I think I've got three batteries ready to go, which means I could fly the Bixler. I wish I could get that mall out there, but I found out last night I got to replace it. It feels like it's got one tooth broke on a flap. So I got to replace the flap servo. And beyond that, I'm getting real close to getting it ready to fly again.
With it, get it right, get it like you want it. Did you ever put any flap servos on the Bixler?
I've got a little deal going with a medical system, and that's part of what I was out doing today. I was delivering about 1,200 pounds of equipment and to one site and trying to get the other site prepped for installation. So, I tell you what, and I had my granddaughter part of the weekend, so nothing else gets done except for her when she's there. Pop, pop, come play with me. Pop, pop, let's go fly that balsawood airplane again. Pop, pop, let's go do this. Pop, pop, let's go take the buggy for a ride. I swear I love her to death, but I tell you, that much energy in one place, I wish I could harness it.
They're around, they come first. How about the trees? How about the leaves on the trees where you're headed? Do you see them moving? I'm looking at the ones where I am, and they're not moving.
None. No movement. Now, that's up at about 50 feet. Well, I'm coming up on some taller trees up here. Well, I see an American flag up on a pole at about 30 feet up, and it's not standing straight out, but it's just barely waving. So, no, I think conditions are going to be good.
Front porch, they had a large yellow flag out, and there's one with a black flag, and they're both just hanging down straight. They're not moving in any direction. All right, well, don't have a wreck. And if you need more batteries for the Bixler, I've got four from 2014 and four from 2021.
Roger, roger. Well, I tell you what, I'm pulling into my driveway as we speak, and my windsock, oh dear, is standing straight out.
Well, let's hope it's not like that at the airfield.
Sir, that's just, yeah, it's not straight out, but it's, I'd say it's up there pretty good. So let me jump out of the truck, and I'll know in just a second here what I've kind of got going. And the wind is coming from an unusual direction, too.
See what happens. I just got to the red light at Milford Church and 101 and started sweating in the sky of the cab. I had to turn the AC on. That's a good sign.
Good here. I don't know what that windsock's doing. I think it's just frozen. It feels great. I'm going to get loaded, and I'll be right on my way. Probably 20, 25 minutes.
All right. I'll see you over there. W4DJW Mobile.
K4VWA clear.
YQK Mobile.
QK, how are you?
I pick up my meal from Saskatoon for the week. Looking forward to having a good dinner tonight.
Somebody taking you out to dinner?
My food from Saskatoon's, they pre-prepare it for me. It's on a Pavlo diet.
And that works out okay? It comes out a better price?
Cheaper than going out cooking for myself.
Not that. Well, we're going flying if you want to go to the airfield. We're headed out to the Foothills Flyers if you're interested.
Where's that located?
Intersection of Jordan Road and Jug Factory Road, right off of Highway 14? Yeah, 14.
My county, north end of the county.
Nice hot Jeep. You could hop, it's hop, skip, and a jump over there to you.
If crow fly, just drive straight across.
Did you know Jim used to fly? KI4MSA Jim used to fly airplanes?
Did not know that.
He called me the other day. We talked for a while. He's doing good.
My RCs are a real airplane.
he did both of those. He did motorcycles and ham radio, and he used to be a big CB-er, I found out, after talking to him on ham radio for about 10 years. Turns out he used to take Kenwood 520s and modify them to talk on 11 meters. And, you know, really pour the juice to it and talk all over the world on CBs for 11 meters.
520. My first radio was the, I think it was a 720. Is it not an 820, but 720 was my first radio.
520 I got at the Anderson Hamfest. And somehow I wound up with two 520s and a 1530. The 530 was really nice. It had an electrical readout. The other ones had dial indicators.
LED, not LED, it had the indicators there. What LED was the other type, pre-LED.
Maybe it was an analog meter. I can't remember. Anyway, I remember the 530 was a lot nicer than the 20, but not like the 730 or whatever that was.
Mine might have been an 820. I'll have to go back and look.
A friend pinged me today and said that Citibank's looking for an API manager. Are you interested?
Tempting. I know the money's paying better at other places.
I haven't answered him yet. I'm still thinking about it. They're Citibank's global API manager. He's the upper manager. He's got middle managers between him and the people that actually do the coding. I was thinking about it, but I just got the email a couple hours ago. I wondered if you might be interested.
At workforce because of Ukraine.
Yeah, I thought about that myself. Anybody go over there and pick up a shovel or do something to help them out.
A bunch of programmers. We were outsourced a lot of programming to a company in Ukraine there. Two different companies, and both of them are basically shut down now.
Did they get out, or did they have to fight?
Abrams coming out of Ukraine. He's over there in that one place that's close to Poland. All the mails have to stay by. He went in and hired a bus, and they sent all their wives and the women who worked at the company and all the children and stuff to Poland.
Would they let him cross the border? What I'm hearing is the husbands can take their wives and kids to the border, but then they have to say goodbye.
From my contacts over there, that's very true. That's what's happening.
Well, I don't blame them. I don't think they would. I think they're going to go home and fight for their land regardless. Anyway, whether it's a rule or not, I don't know if you remember when all that bombing was going on in different cities, Paris and Sri Lanka and other places around the world. I lost a bunch of developers in Sri Lanka. I had 9 of them there. And they got out of there. They left. Because that was like right on the same block off in Sri Lanka. It's terrible when situations like that, you know, come up, disrupt everybody's lives.
As basically a big IT of the world, you know, they got some of the best coders out there, better than India. And there are a lot of companies, Bank of America was affected by this too.
And people are fighting. That's the reason everybody's fighting over it. They want it. They've got really, really good resources, and it's both Mother Earth resources and human resources. They got the best of the best over there.
Human resources will work for Russia. I think they'll probably go on strike.
You know, unless they hold a gun to their head.
Of course, to Russia now because that one virus checking program, Kolatsky, I believe it's called. There's back doors in it. Germans have advised all their people not to use that software anymore.
Well, in Mariupol, they demanded yesterday, I guess you heard that, you know, the Russians demanded Mariupol surrender. The president said, no, we're not surrendering. So they took a lot of the people over to Russia, forced them to go into Russia. It's like human slaves.
YQK. I debate, what did they call those camps? What the Holocaust camps? It was called something else, the Gulags, I think it was called in Russia.
From another sovereign nation?
Sisters of Punim and Gulags, re-education camps and stuff, forced labor.
22. Can you believe that? Somebody's got to do something about him. We need to get up a coalition to go over there and take care of business.
The big N-word out there is the reason why nothing's been done yet.
The industry was to go over there and take him out. There wouldn't be a nuclear option. There wouldn't be, you wouldn't tell what country you came from. It'd just be private industry. No state, no NATO, no U.S., no nothing. Just a bunch of concerned private citizens of the world. Go take him out.
I'll be taken out is by the Russian people themselves. I don't think any other country will be able to take him out. It has to be Russian people that have to do it.
Sam wants. Hey, that's what Lindsay was pushing.
I'll be out without a bunch of bloodshed. Because, you know, you got China who's allied with Russia. You got Iran is allied. Like a big thing. Now, China's starting to get cold feet on Russia, so let's hopefully they completely drop Russia, but they don't look like it yet.
Still kind of on the fence, because India's wanting to buy a bunch of their fighter jets. So India doesn't know what to do. They got a hold of Tiger's tail, too. Anyway, I got to jump out. I got to blow an airplane up in the sky and get flying. It's beautiful out here. KJ4YQK, good talking to you. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
I'll catch you later. I'll say St. Teresa. It's KJ4YQK Bubble.
It's KD. Anybody that's on the frequency?
NUE, go ahead.
I got that part. Ears couldn't listen fast enough. But anyway, name's Larry. Just got through with the office. Headed over to see Dad for a while.
Roger that. KO4NUE. November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, and I am in Pickens County, headed toward the home place. Over.
Chad, KO4NUE. Sometimes I'm not good at remembering calls the first go around, but anyway, you're my first contact since I put the radio in this vehicle. I switched vehicles and. For the longest time, I hadn't had a radio in here, so how's it sounding?
Can I ask you, where did you hook the leads to the radio? Is it going straight to the battery, or is it going somewhere else?
Battery.
Okay, so I do have some noise. It's not annoying. It's not bothersome. It doesn't detract from what you're saying at all, but I can tell that whatever's creating the noise, it has a revolution to it. It moves up and down a little bit with RPMs, so you may want to consider a couple of chokes on the lead lines going to the battery, but like I said, it's not anything that's troublesome, but it is there. Over.
It happened. I got the leads run across the side of the firewall. On this vehicle, the battery's on the right, and the leads come through the firewall on the left, so they're not too far away from spark plug wires.
To me, maybe, you know, 3-5 seconds of just a dead key. Oh, yeah, it's in there. But it's not, you know, if it was me, I wouldn't do a thing to it. But it's definitely in there. But at any rate, you said you was going to go see your dad?
Yeah, I was going to go see him yesterday, but I had to get back to church. I am a sound engineer, so I had to get there, sound operator, so run the sound for the kids to practice their singing. So I didn't get much time yesterday to go see him, so I figured I'd stop on the way home today to see how Dad's doing.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Always good with your parents. My mom and dad they're still alive. And I always take every opportunity I can, especially with mom. You know, to be that son and do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Over.
And then, plus, I borrowed one of his tools. I got to take it back to him. And just sit and chat for a few minutes. And we got to fight the traffic till I get there. Anyway, it turned out to be absolutely gorgeous day today.
Been on the Bobcat for a couple of hours, and spent some time with my cousin today, and it's just absolutely beautiful out here, and I am loving every minute of it. But all right, bud, well, listen, I am at my destination, so nice riding along with you, and enjoyed the conversation. But I'm going to duck on out. This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. And I'll say 73, sir.
I'm here, and I better put the mic down as well. I'm fixing to go through a bunch of traffic. But good talking to you, and I'll be listening, but in traffic. KC4SKD.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
KC4SKD.
I'm seeing something in there, but you're real scratchy coming into the repeater this afternoon.
KC4SKD.
Okay, hey, you're a little bit better that time. KC4SKD, W2T, good afternoon, sir.
End of a bunch of buildings. No wonder I'm not getting out too well. You doing okay, Rusty?
Well as I can for an old man, you know, and with all the activities I got going, I seem to be going three ways at once, but, you know, got to keep myself doing something.
I was telling my boss today I need to take a day off to try to get some things accomplished around the house. The weather's getting better, and I just got a list of things to do. But one of the things I did this past Saturday, I was telling somebody a few minutes ago, I put the radio back in the vehicle where I could talk to people.
That's good. You got a little bit of alternator wine in there, but I think I probably have in my signal, too. But you're getting in, and I'm on my way to handbell rehearsal, and then I leave there and go to barbershop rehearsal, chorus rehearsal, and I'm planning a barbershop convention in 2 weeks. I've got that in the works, and let's see, what else am I doing? I'm secretary of my barbershop chapter. I'm secretary of a 4,000-member radio club. And also I'm planning 3 more conventions over the next 2 years. Just a little few things to keep me busy.
Looks like you enjoy what you're doing at least. Aside from the office, I'm sound engineer and sound operator at church, and I'm also learning how to play the organ. So between those two, that keeps me busy planning. I guess you could say part music director, because our music director left, so I help him plan the music.
Choir too, so add that to it, things. And I'm also on the building and grounds committee, and responsible for a lot of stuff around the church. So, a few other things to keep me busy.
I don't know about your church, but our church, if we have 30 people on Sunday morning, we're doing good.
Averaging about 80 to 100, maybe 125 a week, and we also do virtual too. So we do live broadcast and service at church. But we're getting a good turnout, and more people are coming each Sunday.
Good, and it's nice to add voices. Lots of good voices to it. That really helps out a lot.
Of course, there were some Sundays back when we first started getting back into things that we had more people in the choir than we actually had in church, because most people were still staying at home. But we seem to be getting more coming back each Sunday. Some Sundays are better than others, just depending upon the weather and how that does it. But we're active, and I have choir rehearsal on Wednesday night, so we got some ambitious things we're working on. We got performance. In fact, on Easter Sunday, my choir is doing a special anthem, and my handbells are ringing a special piece on Easter Sunday. So I'm going to be busy that day.
That's it. It's good to stay busy doing things like that. I'm playing the organ. I'm not that good at reading music, so I have to just play through the song. I just write the chords in the book. And I just play with it about 40 times till I learn it really good. And then I go in and practice with a lady that plays the piano. And we, you know, that's what I have to do. Some people would just pick up the book and play and go with it. But I can't do that. It's a little bit more of a struggle for me.
It helps that I was in band in high school, and I played instruments where you had to read music. And I read music for singing, and I read music, you know. In fact, I had to learn both clefs because I sing bass in church choir, which is the lower bass clef, and then I sing lead in the barbershop, which is the treble clef. So I've had to read both, and playing handbells, I had to learn to read both. So, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, as they say.
I'm training Rhonda on how to run the sound, because when I'm on the organ, she has to sit up there and work the controls, so I've got her trained up well enough to do that, so she's been a big help.
Well, you tell her hello from me, and long time no see either one of you, and I'm arriving at church, and I need to get on inside to get ready for handbell rehearsal, and then I'll scoot out of here about 10 minutes of 7, and head to barbershop rehearsal and get there about 5 after. So we'll catch you later. You have a good rest of the day. We'll talk to you later. KC4SKD, W2T73s.
Talking to you, and I hope all goes well at your rehearsals this evening. KC4SKD.
4CEF mobile.
How are you?
All right, sir. How is my signal?
Matt, you're definitely readable, although in the diesel truck going down the road, it's a little bit hard, but I can make do for now.
I can hear that. I'm still on the XTS 5000 that I just got from my friend. I'm glad to hear I can make it out on it. Thank you.
All right, it's going much better now that I'm on my way home. And yeah, you're definitely making the repeater. It's, like I said, it's a little bit hard in the truck, but I mean, I can hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Patrick, that's KO4HKX. I am KO4CEF. I'm the other one that's usually on in the mornings around 5:30.
Ed, I remember who you are one day. Yeah. Thank you very much. And, what did you do at work today?
A whole lot of nothing, although it was a pretty busy day. Just trying to get everything going for the week, that way I can be ready for all my meetings, but, you know, those are always fun. I love them.
Well, that's good.
You didn't make it in on that one. I did not copy any of that. Now, wherever you move to is not working. Now, you're breaking the repeater every once in a while, but there's nothing coming through.
How is my signal now?
Right at the end.
One more time.
All right, you're getting in the repeater now.
All right. You had the lump outside the house, so that was, I'm glad. Is it better than it was before, when I was inside?
Absolutely, I can hear much better now. I can't transmit hardly inside my house. It don't do me a whole lot of good, but it depends on where you're at, how much repeater you are, and how much signal you can get out. But you might want to try, you could always look into like a window mount, but I don't know how you would hook it up. I guess some kind of BNC connection or something like that, if you can find one. But they have window pass-throughs if you just want to use 2 meter, but just wouldn't be very high, but it would be something outside the house.
I'll look into it. I wish they made an omnidirectional for just 2 meters, to be honest with you. That'd be great.
Do it. Hey, you can look up YouTube videos on a 2 meter, 70 centimeter ground plane antenna. They're very, very cheap to build. All it is a SO239 connector and some copper wire for your actual antennas, and then you need a couple more copper wires for a ground plane. You probably don't use more than you got 19 inches for the main whip and a 70 centimeter whip. Well, it wasn't 19 inches. But anyway, if you look it up, it's a very, very cheap antenna to build. I had one for a long time that I used in my wife's fake ficus tree. So it was an antenna tree.
Well, I'm sure your wife is kind of like that, but hey, you know what? It works. But anyway, I got a Diamond X58 that's given to me from a friend. I might see if I can't hook that up.
I try, but I highly recommend that antenna. It's a fun little build, and, you know, I was very proud of myself that was my first little antenna I built when I got my tech. It was just that little SO239 connector. And I just put some PVC, I wire tied it to my wife's ficus tree, run the coax up through it, and hooked the antenna on it. And I was able to work. I know I used to work Mount Mitchell repeater from the house, which was pretty good. I've never really tried Caesar's Head with it, but I still use it every once in a while for the weather gets real bad and I want to disconnect everything. I'll just hook that one up into the house.
Yeah, that sounds really good, man. I might try that. Let me see. I wonder if I got the thing I can write with in my car. Hang on just a second, Sonny, sir.
Time. I've got a little while longer for the road. KO4CF, standing by.
KO4CF, KO4WWZ. Go ahead with that antenna build and what is it called, so I can write that down. Try and go slower. I can't go too fast.
It's all right. It is a 2 meter, 70 centimeter ground plane. I know one of the videos I watched was by KB9VBR, Kilo Bravo 9, Victor Bravo Romeo, I believe. He's up in Wisconsin, and he shows how to build it. But you can find other little plans and tweak it a little bit. But it's very cheap. All you need is a little bit of copper wire and a SO239 and maybe a little bit of solder, and you should be good to go.
Right, I've got 2 meters, 70 centimeter ground plane, U2ZA KG9TBR.
That's positive. I built almost that exact same antenna. I might have tweaked it just a hair.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. And tell me your name real quick, and then when I get in the house, I'm going to write down my little pieces in my vault book, if you don't mind.
You can get those on Amazon. They're fairly cheap. And I might be wrong. It might not be the PL239. I'm trying to think what the female side is. It might be a crap. I can't remember it now. It's done slipped. I thought I had it for a second. But anyway, it's the female side of it, and then it's just got the pin at the top. It's very easy. Like I said, it was a fun little build. Hook your antenna to it. You might need a little adapter to hook it to your coax, but you know, if you're running an HT, but you probably get out of it maybe spending $20 for an antenna, and it actually worked really, really well.
Thank you very much. That's what Chad told me. Said, you know, you don't really need to spend $60, $80 or $100 on a good antenna, and you can build one at home by yourself for almost nothing. And the one that you build works better than the ones that you buy.
I think the plus side is you're learning a little bit of antenna theory, and, you know, if you ever decide, if you don't have your general, if you decide to go get it, you'll already have a good understanding of the wavelengths and, you know, things like that, and it really helped me out whenever I went and took my general, because I could really kind of figure out bands and wavelengths and stuff like that just by the stuff that I had just tried, just to do it, just to challenge myself to see if I can build it or whatnot, and it's just a good learning experience, but it'll help you if you don't already have your general.
I definitely want to. HF seems like it would be really, really fun.
Now, there are some days where I get on and I'm just like, yeah, no, I ain't gonna do it. Especially, you know, there's some kind of contest or something going on. But, you know, that's one thing I will say I enjoy about the ham, you know, about ham radio is just being able to tinker with all different kinds of stuff. Like, right now I want to build I think it's a 9-to-1 Bowen. That way I can hook just like an end fed half wave. I just want to be able to build it myself. I bought one, it was a kit, and it was fun, but I want to be able to piece everything and then do it all myself. But I haven't done it just yet. I've kind of bought everything that I needed already assembled or as a kit to build, but I want to be able to kind of piece it and figure out how all that works.
Complain me, I'm like that too. I want to have all the skills and knowledge I can possibly have so that I can be more self-sufficient. And that doesn't go just for the ham radio and the hobby, it goes pretty much everything.
And how much you can get into just by playing in ham radio?
Yeah. All those people that like to make fun of us hams, I don't really like them too much. They just don't understand how much privilege we got.
What's going so far with it? Since you talk about, you know, just trying new things, what have you been able to try so far?
Well, I'm trying to stay within budget. I just bought some Motorola MaxTrack and radios, and then this past weekend I actually bought two new Motorola HP. The one I'm talking to you on right now is the XPS 5000, and I'm looking to see if I can download the Astro 25 software, CPS, so that I can do my own programming.
Radio?
Yes, sir, I believe so.
Experience, DMR will definitely it'll definitely have a good learning curve to it, but I mean, really, once you get it down and you know how to use the software, it's not that bad. But you know, it was a lot of fun. And if you, oh, I can't remember his name. He's on this repeater, and he's got a video that he builds a Pi Star, so you can connect your radio to, you know, different talk groups and things like that, just using the internet. And I paid probably $200 for mine when I got into the hobby. And he shows how to build one for $50. Now, it could have changed a little bit. You know, things are a little bit harder to source now. But, you know, it would have been a project I would have liked to have tried. I don't know if it's a zero or what, but I would have definitely.
Definitely sounds interesting. How much do you know about DMR and Motorola radios right now?
The thing that I know is I've been told that Motorola's are a pain in the butt because you have to have, you know, the proprietary connection that hooks to the radio and their special software. And usually that software is, you know, something you have to license out. It's not just something free, but if you've got something that'll allow you to do all that, it's probably a great radio. Because we use them at work, and they're great radios, but they have to send them, like, outside sources just to get them programmed. So it can be a pain from what I understand. I've just never done it myself. That's all what I've heard.
Yeah, KD2BNG, and the computer's slow enough to program them. If you look, you know, the older generation radios, like the MaxTrack or those, you know, the software runs under DOS. And a lot of the timing loops that determine, you know, when to write data, a lot of that stuff is software dependent. So it's depending upon the fact the microprocessor takes X number of microseconds to execute something to actually time things. Or, you know, a machine that'll boot to DOS, not a DOS simulator, but probably DOS, plus there's a lot of weird cables involved. And, you know, the software itself, as you said, unless you worked at Motorola and a copy of it somehow grew legs and walked out the door, I don't know where you get copies of software that'll do that. At least that's true of the older Motorola generation. You know, all the good ones that I mentioned. So, now also the thing about Motorola is weird, because you might have a dozen models of the same radio for slightly different markets, and things like weird frequency splits that you can't change, or weird frequency bands that you can't change, you know, like the government band or something. So, you know what you're getting. It might not be what you think.
About the XPS 5000, do you know anything about that? So it was BKU2DNG NK4CE.
No, really anything about, you know, the last time I did, I worked as a contractor at Motorola briefly, maybe 25 years ago or more, like in the mid to late 1990s. And that's when they had, we were doing testing for their IDET radios, which was later used by Nextel. You know, that's the last I've heard of Motorola, so anything newer I really couldn't tell you about.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've heard these stories about Motorola before. You told me one time you thought that there was something wrong with the radio, but it turned out that the cops were using the radios as a plug.
Didn't I? That was a, I think that was a radio known as the SoCo that was made for Southern companies. And there was one in a display case in the plantation, Florida plant. There was one that had basically been burned up in a forest fire, but they took out the board, transplanted it, and it worked fine. But they showed the original burned up case. Yeah, I think that was also the same one the Indiana State Police were using. They were trying to use it as a billy club. Yeah, every time we do that, the battery falls out. Because the Motorola techs couldn't figure out why they were having all these battery issues. Yeah, when you beat some guy up with it, you know, the battery, all right, so we got to redesign the battery clamp.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen, I am pulling up in the driveway, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. So y'all have a good evening, and hopefully I'll holler at you again on the radio. This is a KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's phone.
Yes, KD2BNG. 73s, I guess we'll hear you later.
KO4CEF, KO4WWZ. 73s to you, sir. God bless, and I hope to talk to you again on the radio very, very soon. Good night, sir. KD2BNG,
I'm at the liquor store. Give me 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll be back on the air. I'll stand by a minute here. Talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, sir.
BNG.
For SKD. Anybody listen? T4SKD and 4NNN.
I'm in a bad spot, but I can hear you.
Well,
I'm in a wide open spot. Hopefully I'm hitting things okay. With this makeshift rig I got here. How's it going this afternoon?
Out of house. I just figured I'd throw my call out and see how you doing. I see right now I'm going to have to work on this antenna bracket and put a 5/8 wave on it.
Roger, I just got one of these little small mag mount things right now. I don't know how well that's going to serve me. My permanent thing, cable severed up under the dash, so I got to get that run sometime or another.
Good to have the radio back in the vehicle again so I can talk to people, but I got a little work to do on it, but I'm going to run this thing till the display quits. Anyway, I got your message about that other model. That's a pretty sharp-looking radio.
But I got thinking about it. That might be a VHF only. But anyhow, everybody seems to like them. I don't have one. I've never had one. I just pulled up here at a place I'm fixing to go into. When you get home, can you give me a call on the telephone? I need to talk to you a minute, if you don't mind.
Late this evening, if that's all right.
Should be home back home by 9. We got rehearsal tonight, but that'll be fine.
All right, hope all goes well. We'll chat with you later. N4MNN, KC4SKD.
Roger, you have a good afternoon. Your radio's done for a good job. Y'all have a good one. KC4SKD, N4MNN.
Kato's 4, WWZ, monitoring. KO4, AKJ, give me just a second. I'm trying to get on Echo Link and off the HD.
This is KO4VKP, and I only heard a tiny bit of your call sign, and something about HT, I think. You're saying the hand talking, maybe?
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Dead. No, I didn't say anything about Hancocking. I apologize. I had slight speech impediment. I had my HT on too high, and I'm using Echo Link, so that's why I was echoing. I'm sorry about that.
That makes more sense. Yeah, it actually isn't it wasn't speech impediment or anything. It was really just broken, sort of fuzzy. Not really sure. It may be me. I'm all the way down in, near Livonia, Georgia, between Livonia and Dakota, so it might be me.
So you saying Livonia, Georgia?
Livonia, Georgia. I'm driving on 17.
Well, that sounds pretty cool, man. You're making it pretty good into the theater from that far.
Usually hit it pretty well, except on rainy days, then I can't hit it. But it's sort of driving along sort of a ridge line almost. So I get a pretty good distance. I can get down to Athens, Gainesville, and Greenville. So it's pretty nice.
Well, that's good, man. If I had an escort you on me, I'd say you're putting perfect reading on me, but I'm not really sure what the SWR is. But you're clear, you ain't got no distortion or anything. You sound really well.
Very much. I'm pulling out into some spots that will be pretty bad, heading up towards my house, into the hollers and stuff. So I will wish you a 73, and this will be my final, and I will wait for your final. KO4 VKP.
KO4VKD, thank you for the Tuesday. I'm going to write down your call sign in my logbook. If I can get your name, that'd be great. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear in 73.
You said, could you have my name, which is Josiah, is my name, and it's Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Kilo Papa. And I'll wish you a great day. Have a good one.
Call, but the station Josiah. would you happen to have been an engineering student at 1-7-K and 4-CHY? Get in at 9-K and 4-CHY.
KS4CHY, KS4WWZ, good evening.
4WWZ, KS4CHY. Ethan Chandler, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, sir, doing good. How about you?
Not bad, just kind of chilling out. Hadn't been done with work long, so just kind of vegging out a little bit before dinner time over.
Copy that. Well, it's good to hear you. Did you go to work today, sir?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I work, but I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, so my commute's about 15 or 20 feet. So, but that just means I can work later and still be home at a reasonable hour over.
Hey, brother, I'm sorry about that. I had somebody call me right in the middle of your RT show. I'm using Echo Link, so I couldn't hear everything you said. So the phone ringing. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, I didn't realize you was on Echo Link. I was saying I don't have much of a commute to work. I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, but that usually means I could just work longer and still be at home at a reasonable hour, over.
Copy that, my friend. Copy that. The call sign is KO4CHY, correct?
Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. Yep, you got the CHY right, but it's Kilo November, over.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Telling you on that over that you missed that my commute's about 15 feet or so, over.
Hey, look. My stepdad works from home, and the only commute to work he has is from his bedroom through the kitchen to the extra room. Over.
Sure, that's me too. Basically, from the easy chair to the kitchen, and that's and back, and that's about it. Over.
Copy that.
For WWZ KN4CHY. Sorry about that. Wife was showing me something on the phone.
Perfectly fine, my friend. Always got to make sure the family's doing okay.
I'm on the phone, but it's more the computer. It hardly ever functions as a phone, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that.
Hey, I'm going to let you go. We're looking at starting to get some dinner going, so be eating here shortly. Good talking to you, Chandler. Have a good evening, and I'm sure we'll catch you later down the log. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY. Be clear out here, bye.
Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Head. I'll go ahead and say 73 to you, sir. God bless you, and I hope you have a good night.